to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's not Monday, folks. It's Tuesday. And like Rachel and I were talking, we've got just three more days, and this week is over with. And on the radio, she's going, yay. Rachel's going, yay. So we appreciate those holidays, but boy, it does get us confused every once in a while. I was going to say, let's do our Monday Bible slogan. It's not Monday. Oh, so thank you so much for joining us today. Tomorrow, Kimberly, hopefully, will be on the air. She's excited to be on the air. She's missed about a week or so of being with you, and she does say that, being with the people. I'm really lonely here in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And you can reach her by going to Kimberly@freedomstreet.org and tell her how much you've missed her. That would be great. Oh, God is faithful, and He knows the unspoken needs of your heart. Sometimes we just don't have the words to say, and I know I pray in tongues, and still I wonder sometimes if God is hearing me. Oh, yes, He is. And you can rest in the assurance that He'll meet every one of your needs on time and generously. As it says in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3, that the Lord is faithful and He will strengthen and protect you. I want you also to go to the end of 2 Thessalonians. I hope you're reading the preface for every book that you're reading, and some of the author and what they were going through. Some of your Bibles write about the authors of the different books. And as you're going through the Bible this year with me, and oh, I hope you are, in September here, we only have September, October, November, December until we get in a whole new year, 2026. And I hope that you're going through the preface and also the end of each book. For instance, 2 Thessalonians 3 tells us at the very end of this wonderful little book, "Now may the Lord of peace Himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all." Oh, that's my prayer for you. And for instance, in the First Thessalonians, in chapter 5, it says, "Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He who calls you, and He also will bring it to pass." Oh, the word is so alive, friend. I was just talking to a precious power partner. Oh, I love her with all my heart. And she has been, she has this infirmity. And so I've been praying for her. And yesterday when we talked on the telephone, I love to talk to you, not just text, not just email, but I love to hear your voice. And when I first said hello to her, she was so down. Her voice was down and you could hardly understand her. And then when we started saying scriptures together, oh, and she knows scripture. Wow, she knows scripture. See, the enemy tries to keep us from saying scriptures, and those scriptures help us to come alive. By the end of that conversation, and it was about an hour, it was so fun. I love talking to you. Her voice was up. She was excited. God had given her hope. Holy Spirit was enabling her to do things that maybe she hadn't been able to do, or maybe she thought she hadn't been able to do. Now, some of you think you are not able to do certain things, But tell that body, see, that body is selfish. That body is flesh. That body wants to be lazy and sit around. Tell that body, now you need to get up. We need to go take out the trash, or we need to rake, or we need to do something here. But we need to move. As Dick Van Dyke said when he was, I believe, 93, they said, how do you do it? He says, you just keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. So that's what I'm telling you today. Just keep moving. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. Oh, and it's been years of moving, folks, and it's wonderful. It's just a wonderful way of living in this life on this earth, living for the Lord. Oh, I know that you're experiencing that same thing. And you can contact us by emailing us at Barbara at freedomstreet.org. I'm getting my words organized. Barbara at freedomstreet.org, Kimberly at freedomstreet.org, or you can just email us at hello@freedomstreet.org, and maybe you can even get in contact with our webmaster, because he answers a lot of those Hello Freedom Street, especially the technical parts. If you're not getting, for instance, if you're not being able to donate like you usually did, and there it is, a new donation process, but it's simple. And thank you so much. I have new people joining us online, and you can go to freedomstreet.org and then click on donation and go right through that. It's simple and it's easy, and try it. I have one friend who said, I can't get in there. And I said, try it 3 or 4 times. Like Kimberly says, Mom, you got to click, 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 click. You got to go through it 4, 5, 6 times, and it will happen. It will happen. You will get it, or either it has been locked up and it will come clean and you will get in. So we've got to just do some experimenting, folks. Yep, experimenting. And don't feel like you failed in any way. Don't feel like you're stupid in any way. You're not. You have the mind of Christ. So I'm saying that to you today. God bless you. Oh, it's been so good just to have you join Call to Freedom in giving into the kingdom of God, because we have so much work to do. And this broadcast goes into 5 states. So you know that as you're giving into Call to Freedom, you're reaching folks that may never have been reached before on the radio. Thank you, God, for Crawford Broadcasting. Oh, it's not Crawford Broadcasting anymore. It's Crawford Media Group now. And things change. They do. And we've got to go with it. We've got to go with it. I've got an email from Jay Seculo. Israel is teetering on the edge, and most of the Christian church is oblivious to what's about to erupt. Major world leaders like France and the UK just betrayed Israel, proclaiming Hamas terrorist regime to be a state. It's a betrayal of biblical proportions. This is beyond dangerous. And now a virus of deception is infecting the Christian church itself, portraying Hamas, the terrorists that abduct, rape, and torture Israelis while stealing aid. Yes, that's what they're doing right now. Truckload after truckload is going into Gaza, and Hamas are stealing and starving its own people as some sort of evil hero. And a lot of people are backing Hamas. Don't do that. Don't be sympathetic towards this group of people. We cannot abandon Israel. We just sent legal demand letters to major nations detailing how Palestine doesn't meet 3 of the 4 legal requirements for statehood. And in just 2 days, we're sending a vital demand letter to the UN itself detailing why rewarding Hamas would be disastrous. And in just days, we'll be headed back to Geneva to stand before the UN in defense of Israel. Wow, I can't imagine standing before the United Nations. But we can't do it alone. And see, that's where we come in. Praise the Lord. I just sent him a check today. I'm personally asking our ACLJ members and champions to support Israel and stand with us. We urgently need your support more now than ever. So you go to ACLJ.org, and if you pay $10, then it will double to 20. If you give 100, it'll double to 200. Ah, oh, this is such a good opportunity for you. And join the more than 654,000 who have signed on to our vital demand letters. Sign the petition, defend Israel from evil attacks. Thank you so much, Jay Seculo. And our memory verse for this week is Matthew 5, verse 16. Oh, such a great verse for you, my friend, because you are the light where you are. I don't care if you live in a little townhouse or a condo or way out in the country somewhere and you don't see a neighbor. We lived in the country and our nearest neighbor was a mile away. So your light shines. Your light shines before everyone you see there. So let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And the Passion Translation of Matthew 5:16. Instead, a lamp is placed where everyone in the house can benefit from its light. So don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others so that your commendable works will shine as light upon them. And then they will give their praise, not to you, but to the Father in heaven. That's where we need to give our praise, to the Father in heaven. Now that's from the Passion Translation of Matthew 5, verse 16. The footnote, and if you have a passion, I pray that you have a passion. That may not be your singular study Bible, but it is a wonderful aid to the Bible that you're reading. A footnote to Matthew 5:16 is this. Light is often used as a metaphor for teachings that bring enlightenment and revelation into the hearts of men. Light can also represent the presence of God, the light of his countenance. Jesus is the light of God within us. Oh, so good. It's interesting to note here in the footnotes that the three verses before our verse for this week, Jesus is talking about salt. Now, I don't know about you, but I love salt in my food. If my food doesn't have salt, even chocolate chip cookies or things that you don't think about salt, but it's got to be in there. And I use the Himalayan salt, of course. Jesus is talking about salt. Rabbis in history have equated salt with wisdom. After speaking of salt, Jesus speaks of lighting a lamp. It was common practice in the time of Jesus to put salt on the wick of a lamp to increase its brightness. Did you know that? When they had used wicks for lamps, they actually put salt at the end of the wick. The salt of wisdom will make our lights shine even brighter. Oh, that's so good. I realize that many of you have needs and prayers, and it's important for all these needs. And it's really important to God. All of your needs are important to him. But I admonish and even plead with you that, first of all, ask God for wisdom. Ask him for that salt that seasons every word you say. His wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, and his wisdom produces good fruit. That's from James 3. So in pursuing God, ask for wisdom. Wisdom, you are my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend. It's a real simple verse to learn from Proverbs 7, verse 4. Wisdom, you are my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend. Oh, that blesses me every day as I ask God for wisdom for decisions I have to make. Excuse me. I got a little frog in my throat, and I don't think it's a live frog. As I was reading this weekend, I had a little bit of time. I was watching some college football. I enjoy doing that. College football is really exciting. Tennessee and Ohio versus Texas Longhorns. Ohio, of course, it's a tough opponent. And as I was reading Darren's Seven Steps to Inner Freedom this last weekend, I realized that Darren had a fearless courage to walk with God, no matter what the external circumstances were. He realized that if Jesus put his body and soul on the line for us, and he did, Jesus went to the cross for us. We should be willing to put our lives on the line for him. It takes fearless courage to go through the barriers that the enemy sets up against us and look to God for the answers. Yes, Darren had detours in his life, he did, but he was like a bull charging through the obstacles. And I must say, most of the time he was charging, I was dragging behind him. I wasn't used to this strong, A-type kind of guy going for it. But God just is really a blessing. God had put a heavenly assignment in your heart. He has. He's put a heavenly assignment in your heart. And because of disappointments and failures and even being hesitant about starting anything new, you have lagged behind, feeling that you've let God down, or maybe God isn't listening to you anymore. Well, he is. He's listening, and he wants you to know that you're upmost in his mind. You are on his mind all the time, my friend. That's why the Bible was written for you. It was written for all of us today, because he knows the days are short. He knows that it's going to be more persecution. He knows that the tribulations are going to be more. And so he's giving you that wonderful word, and he's listening. He's listening to your needs. One of Darren and my favorite scriptures is in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. And you've heard this before, but I'm going to say it again. And we speak these realities that we find ourselves with the words imparted to us by Holy Spirit, and not with the words taught by human wisdom. No. I went through college. Darren got a master's. There are people here listening to me today that you have doctorates. But does it help in understanding the Word of God? Unless you are in the Word and asking Holy Spirit to open your eyes and make clear these words in this Bible, you won't understand it like you do when Holy Spirit joins with your spirit. We join together Spirit-revealed truths with Spirit-revealed words. And those are tongues. That's the baptism of Holy Spirit. Just because you may not see him, don't believe he isn't with you. That's right. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelation of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit into your heart. Those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate and examine all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. See, this passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians 2 gives you instruction as a believer to dig deeper into the things of the Spirit and have the confidence that you will understand what Holy Spirit is telling you, because you have the mind of Christ. And that's the last verse of 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 16 says, you have the mind of Christ. And that when the devil comes and tries to mess up your mind, you tell him, get away, devil. I have the mind of Christ. Christ is in me, and I choose to think the way Jesus thinks. Now, God tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith. See, God is giving you renewed faith day after day after day after when you're in the Word. Because he who comes to the Father must believe that he is. You must believe that I tend to think that it's not only that God exists, as some people say, but he is the I am that I am, the yesterday, today, and forever, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's so important that you know that God is with you. He will never forsake you. He is the kind of God that lives for you. He has destined you to be something absolutely out of this world, not normal. Don't put yourself in a normal kind of a situation or a mode. You are not normal. You are excellent in his eyes. If you have accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord, you have a new heart. And that heart is receiving messages from Holy Spirit who is in you. He gives you power by his word that releases new and ever-increasing faith into your life. Getting the Word of God down into your spirit is your priority in this life, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's important when you're reading the Word that you read it, and I don't do it all the time, but I read it out loud, those passages of Scripture that Holy Spirit tells me to read. And if your ears are opening to listening to the world, you are going to get fear. Listen to this. If your ears are opening to listening to the world, you may also be hearing things that bring you fear. If hearing God's word produces faith in your life, and it does, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, then hearing the devil's words produces fear and unbelief. Oh, around the Bible study table last Thursday night, I said, all of us around this table battle fear in one form or another. Fear is a master weapon of the devil to get us into worry and anxiety of dread. And do you realize that dread usually involves future events? You're thinking about something tomorrow that you've got to get through, and you're worried about that today. It's not going to work. Some of you may go to bed at night dreading what tomorrow will bring. I encourage you to read the word before you go to bed, and then take a verse that you've memorized and go to sleep speaking that verse, like the verse I started with today. God, you haven't given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Oh, it's just so beautiful to know that God is watching over you every minute of the day. He's looking out for you, and he's able to do abundantly all above all that you could absolutely ask or think. Here's C.C. Winans. He's a good God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after me.
Praise God. I'm going to sing of the goodness of God. You can say that today. You can say that if you're in bed tonight at 10:15. You can say, oh, God, you're so good. You are a good God, because in Him we live and move and have our being. That's scripture that you can say back to God. He's going to keep you moving. He's going to keep you living and having your being in Him. So God has not given you a spirit of fear. Now, one of the definitions of fear is a painful condition with expectations of something happening or going to happen, anxious thoughts of impending danger. When you allow fear to grip your heart, you may speak words contrary to the Word of God. When we speak words that are contrary to the Word of God, we are releasing a force which can change the atmosphere around us in a negative way. Fear is expecting the devil to move. You don't want the devil to move unless he's moving out of your life. And if you're quivering in your emotions, he will move right in and make his home and in your emotions. See, we're going to talk more about this on Thursday, because I really believe this is important for you to understand, that fear causes a lot of irrationality and bad decisions. So I want you to listen in on Thursday and hear about what fear gives, but more important, what truth gives you. When you bind that spirit of fear, you can loose that spirit of truth into your life. You can speak about yourself when you discover, oh, I'm a fearful person. Then bind that fear in Jesus' name and loose a spirit of truth and purity. God will do it for you. He really will. He's a God that keeps His promises. He does not lie. He's the only truth-speaking being in this whole universe that doesn't lie. So I want you to know that. God bless you and keep you. And we look forward to seeing Kimberly tomorrow on the program. Oh, I hope you are one who speaks the truth, speaks the Word of God. In you, Father God, we live and move and have our being. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.